This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities say the flood death toll in Libya has risen above 8,000. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on one of the hardest hit areas.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Officials say the number of deaths in Derna is likely to increase as rescuers are still collecting bodies from the streets, buildings, and the sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
United Auto Workers are poised to strike against General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has concerns about any kind of potential defense cooperation between Russia and North Korea. Kirby said if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, we'll deal with it appropriately. This is VOA News. Tech industry leaders endorsing regulating artificial intelligence at a rare summit here in Washington. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a closed-door Senate forum, technology industry leaders loosely endorsed the idea of regulating artificial intelligence. Executives attending included Tesla's Elon Musk, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, former Microsoft CEO Bill Gates, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Musk spoke to reporters after leaving the meeting.
The consequences of AI going wrong are severe. So we have to be proactive rather than reactive.
Among the ideas discussed was whether there should be an independent agency to oversee certain aspects of the rapidly developing technology.
I think the probability of there being some sort of AI regulatory agency that stands on its own, similar to the FAA or FCC, is likely at some point.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there was some consensus in building a foundation for bipartisan policy. Pichai says he thinks it's important that government plays a role, both on the innovation side and building the right safeguards. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States pledged to closely watch how Iran spends $6 billion in funds unfrozen as part of a prisoner swap deal after Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said it is up to Tehran to decide how the money is used. The U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, said Iran doesn't get to spend it any way they want. Kirby said they will have to make a request for withdrawals for humanitarian purposes only, and that will be sufficient oversight to make sure that the request is valid. Raisi said the five Americans due to be released are in good condition and that the final swap should be finalized in due time. A fire in a nine-story apartment building in Vietnam's capital killed at least 56 people, including 10 children, and at least 37 others were injured, according to authorities. The fire started just before midnight Tuesday in the building. The blaze is still under investigation. It took firefighters through Wednesday to put out that fire. A federal judge has declared illegal a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon Wednesday agreed with the state of Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. The ruling is ultimately expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, sending the 2012 Obama-era program's fate before the High Court for a third time. The Biden administration had tried to satisfy the judge's concerns with a new revised version of DACA. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.